Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We'll catch up with Sean Henry here in just a few minutes, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, as they're back in action tonight. They will take on the Colorado Avalanche. This is a good song.
It is. Just let it play.
Oh, yeah. Leads us into our question of the day, which was a band you would go see based off one song. Like, it can be a one-hit wonder. It can be an established band. But, like, you hear that song, and you're like, I got to go see that band.
Yeah.
I said The Outfield with Your Love. I went a little more of a one-hit wonder kind of thing. But so that's a good one. You went with?
Cutting Crew, Die in Your Arms.
That's a good one.
So
I heard Connor laugh at that one. What would you go with? Sabrina Carpenter or something? Like
something man-child.
Man-child? You are a man-child, Connor Newton.
Not a man-child. But Sabrina Carpenter's got some bop. She's got more than one.
Oh, I know. Well, it can be more than one. Like, it can be a one-hit wonder, or it can be a, you know, an established song. Or established band.
Give me 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I think if you would go with somebody else, say Phil Collins might be another
Easy
one.
Lover. There you go.
I feel like that'd be right
Although
up
Although I don't
alley.
Think Phil would do a show right now.
Yeah, probably not right now. But, I mean, if there was health aside, Connor Nude's probably wheelhouse would be Phil Collins.
Yeah. Or Ronnie Millsap.
In the air tonight.
It's his birthday today, by the way. We'll get to that later on.
Is it Ronnie Millsap's birthday?
It is.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm a big Ronnie Millsap guy.
So am I.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Ronnie Millsap?
Add a little pure love to your life.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Milk and Honey and Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So you can text those in, 615-737-1025. 7606 says, The Darkness, Believe in a Thing Called Love. Yeah. That's a good one. Here's an old school one. You guys are probably too young for this. Chris says, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Yeah, a little before my time.
You might know it.
If I heard it, probably.
I Get Knocked Down.
Oh, yeah.
But I Get Up Again. But see, nobody knows the name of that song.
Yeah.
Dixieland Delight by Alabama.
That's a lot of renditions of that.
Yeah. Alabama fans will enjoy that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Several. We're in a bit of a four-corner stall here.
Willie, you got my dry cleaning.
I love
that.
That's okay. So we'll get back to that. Do you think I'm crazy for my prediction tonight?
No, I think you're I wouldn't say spot on, but you're in the right direction. I think you're in the warm area of the prediction. I mean, look, Colorado, like I mentioned to Greg, they're 2-3 in their last five. It'd be a little concerning. Obviously, their last game they played was Monday night. And that was a tight one in some aspects. So, for the Preds, they've been on pretty decent form lately. I was at that Edmonton game. They looked good. So, we'll see what happens.
Let's talk to Sean Henry now, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, who joins us now. Sean, what's up? How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. I am not Wally Pipp this week. Big Joe is. So, just so you know.
You never know, man. When a legend steps in the lineup, you may never get back in.
That is true. Speaking of a legend, and it's one of those things that, like, I knew and I had it, like, filed away that it was coming up, but Roman Josi is four games away from 1,000 in his career, all of those games with the Nashville Predators, and I cannot wait for this because if ever there was a guy that – probably hates to be honored, but deserves to be honored, it's Roman Josi.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, like most captains that are great captains never want it to be about them. But this is one of those ones where he will enjoy because, you know, he'll have his kids with him, his family. And this is a lot more than the individual player doing the 1,000 games. This is his entire family that has gotten him there. You know, he and his wife, Ellie, there's a lot of commitment you got to, you know, make and give up. To play 1,000 games in our league, it's only been done, 160, 170 times, whatever the number is. And for one team, it seems no one really knows how many guys have done it with one team, but it's, I think, in the 40s or 50s. So it's really incredible. And how lucky are we to be able to watch him his entire career so far play for our team?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, like, I can sit here and say, from my perspective, you know, our careers have basically lined up. Like, I was just starting to cover the team when he came up, and so we've kind of developed that relationship, and he's always been a pleasure. Like, he has been one of the nicest people to talk to in the locker room, to the point of, you know, you walk in and he's asking you how you're doing, which is, you know, really, really cool.
He is one of the kindest people I know. I mean, truly, truly is. He always has time for other people. You know, there are so many people when you sit and talk to them, you can tell they have somewhere else to be for whatever reason. Not Roman. I mean, he can be, you know, late for one of the most important things in his life, but he's never going to walk away from you. He's just a really incredible person. And what I really enjoy about him is how he talks about your careers being parallel. He talks about it all the time. Yeah, me and Chaser started together.
I'm sure he does. By the way, Nick Barnowski is doing a great job because he says Roman will be the 84th player to play his first 1,000 games with the same team.
Yeah, I think Nick might be wrong, but we'll worry about that another day.
The other thing, too, is, like with Pecorine, we all knew, okay, he's going to, when he's done, like, probably first number in the rafters and, you know, could be a statue and all that. With Yossi, now it's like we're at this point like, well, okay, what's he going to get when he's done, even though we hope that that's a long way away?
Yeah, I really do hope I'm retired when we're playing that ceremony. I mean, the way he plays, I mean, he's just so fluid. You could see him skating, you know, for forever. I mean, he's just such an effortless guy. Obviously, a lot of effort goes into it, but it looks that way. And, again, hopefully when we have those celebrations, it's years and years from now. But I remember the day, you know, Pekka retired, you were all over me. Like, where's the statue going? When is the retirement ceremony? And, you know, when you have incredible players that have defined your franchise, it's good to celebrate them. But for now, let's just enjoy his career because it's still going hard. I mean, he is playing so well right now. You know, our past 20, 25 games, whatever it's been, he and Saros and Forsberg and Stamkos and O'Reilly, they are just playing incredible hockey, and it's fun to see.
I remember what I said to you, and I remember what you said back, because you guys announced that the number was going to be retired, and I texted you. I was like, well, who's next? And you're like, can we get his up there first before we decide who's next? I do remember that.
How impatient we all are. Yeah, it's like, you know, passionate fans and people. But, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, let's enjoy tonight's game and tomorrow's game and, you know, the game come back on Tuesday. And, you know, knock on wood, we know exactly when the day is going to be, so we celebrate the next game with his entire family because those are special. You know, we just celebrated, you know, Stammer's 600th goal. And to see his parents and his kids and his wife, you know, just surrounding him, and then his teammates, the joy they take out of it, it really becomes a whole organizational celebration.
Sean Henry's on the line with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Sean, we'll get to the darts here in a little bit. I promise you more updates on that. But the Preds, obviously on a great run right now. I was at the game this past Tuesday night when they took on Edmonton. Obviously, the bobblehead night, Dierks Bentley, his daughter, performed the national anthem. What a spectacle that was. It obviously, music runs in that family. Just what a wonderful night for that family in general.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and his son, who's a junior Predator, he was also the blue liner of the game. So they really permeated the entire broadcast and show and the game itself. And how lucky were we to have him, you know, choose to live in Nashville and do so much in the community and really just love our game. He really is a special man. And it was fun just talking about, you know, Yossi's family and Stamkos' family. It's the same thing. To watch Dierks have fun with his family in a game that we all love so much, it was one of those special nights too. And what a game. My gosh. That might have been the most fun regular season game I've seen in a long time. Now, if we lost, I still would have said it was an entertaining game, but I don't know if I would have used the word fun. But, man, what we did on defense, shutting down Connor McDavid, I've never seen that before. I mean, it was incredible.
Yeah, a lot of people want to see the big marquee names in all of sports, if it's Otani, if it's, you know, Gretzky back in the day. McDavid is the now. He is the marquee name, and the fact that Preds – basically shut him out in some aspects and got the win is even more impressive.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Draisaitl, unfortunately, we can't shut out. I mean, I think that guy has 9 points a game against us. He is something to watch as well. But it was almost like Legends Week. You know, Sunday you had Ovechkin in the building and watching he and Stammer score from, you know, their office, if you will, in the same game. That was pretty special, too. And, again, because we won the game. But who knows? It might be the last time he ever plays in Smashville. So, you know, you hate to see anyone score, but it's okay to see him score once if you win the game.
This is a fun weekend because you got Denver and then Vegas tomorrow and back-to-backs. I would expect we're going to see some Preds fans head out west this weekend.
I assume so. No one's really registered their travel plans with me, but I think you'll see the right color gold in Vegas, no doubt, and quite a few in Colorado. I don't know if you saw the Toronto-Vegas game last night. It looked like there were 15,000 Toronto fans there, all to boo Marner. I've never seen anything like that. I don't know if you saw the highlights yet.
I did.
But it's worth going back and taking a look. My goodness, they took over that building.
I tell you the thing that has always stood out to me. I went to a Preds game one time probably 12 years ago and was sitting with Edmonton. They were playing the Oilers, and I was sitting with Edmonton fans, and I'm like, you actually live in Edmonton? And he goes, and they're like, yeah, it's cheaper to fly to Nashville buy tickets to the game than it is to go to an Oilers game in Edmonton, and same goes for Toronto. And I feel like it's like that in a lot of different places. So whenever you play one of those Canadian teams, you see a ton of their fans.
Well, yeah, we try to preserve our pricing as low as we can. Obviously, it's still an investment by people, but pretty proud of the fact that we have you know, one of the three or four lowest average ticket prices in our league. So that's really important. You know, it's if you buy some type of a package, it's a good way to save. I hate when I hear it from Edmonton fans or whatever other fans you're going to mention, because we really do it for our wonderful fans in Smashville.
Big Joe wants to know, he has texted in, and I don't know if we should allow him to ask questions when he's not here, but he's moving his son in for college, so I guess I'll give him a pass. He wants to know if, you know, the players all have nicknames for each other. Do you have front office nicknames? Like, does Governor Haslam have one? Do you have one? Do you call each other by nicknames?
You know, I'm sure I have a lot more nicknames than I know about. I probably would have loved them all. yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess we do, but not for public airing. Joe is something. Tell him to go move his son in, shed his tears, leave us alone for the day. You know, by the way, I loved your show yesterday between Herm Edwards and one of my favorite people in the city, Neil Orne. That was good. It really was.
We had fun with Neil. That was cool. I'd met him a couple times, but hadn't really gotten to spend a lot of time with him. And just, I kind of got to sit back and listen to those two tell stories, which is always fun. I mean, you know, so yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we had fun with it.
But I wish that Sunday had Herm Edwards on. For gosh sakes, tell Joe to shut his pie hole. If I have to hear about that stupid Joe Pisarcik fumble one more time. I mean, it truly was the first time a football team broke my heart. You know, I was, I don't know, 11 or 12 years old. Thinking, oh, my gosh, we're going to do something called the playoffs, something they never did in my lifetime. And then a guy that, you know, obviously was a sleeper agent because he went and played for the Eagles the next year. I just didn't understand what was happening. So tell Joe thank you.
I will. I will pass that along to him. Do you have any parting words for Major League Baseball and how they need to get some things figured out with all these contracts being handed out?
You know what? We all have our own challenges in all of our sports. So I enjoy signings. I enjoy getting excited. And just like you, almost sitting like on a corner bar stool, arguing over whether or not the Dodgers should have done that or, you know, what's the biggest challenge. You know, my issues with my own Yankees right now. We're considering doing a break for a little while. So it's hockey season, though, so I'm not really worried about the NFL draft and all your goofy fantasies. And nor am I worried about catchers and pitchers reporting in 6 weeks.
Okay. All right, that's fair. That's a fair analysis. Sean, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend. Let's get 4 points, and we'll see you back at Bridgestone coming up Tuesday.
Amen, man. Look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and yeah, let's enjoy these two games. This could be a really fun week of hockey. You know, it's the goal is to win the week each week. We're 1-0 right now, and we got two more games and kind of big ones. We're playing some of the league leaders back-to-back nights, so it's going to be a really nice test.
Indeed it will. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll come back with What Day Is It and Celebrity Birthdays next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.